the medical situation as a doctor in Abu Dis when people can't reach the hospitals in Jerusalem?
Before the war, even before 1992, it was very easy for everyone to go to the hospital. In 1993, I think they started to give people permits to go to Jerusalem. And they got one checkpoint, it was in Ras Al Amud. But people managed to find another ways to go to Jerusalem. When they finished building the wall, they become impossible to reach Jerusalem, especially to get medical services. Because people in Abu Dis or people in this area never thought that one day they will be cut from their city. So no one thought to build hospital here or to build like a modern medical center or something like this. Because it was very easy, just get in a car and in 5 minutes you will be in the hospital. People started to suffer from this. And if they want to go to get treatment to the hospital, they need a medical permit.
And why did they get that?
From the Israelis.
So they have to go to the Israelis when they're sick? They
have the DCL.
They give paper there, and the Palestinian side give it to the Israeli side, and they check if he's refused by security reason or not. If not, they give them permission.
So when somebody is sick, they have to go through this process to...
So now, these days, we have like two systems. One system for emergency cases, and the other one for like elective cases. So for emergency cases, in the last 2 years, or 2 years ago, we managed to build an emergency department, small one with 3 beds. And people usually from the whole area, from Al-Azariya, Sawahri, Bithani, Sheikh Saad, Bedouin, they come to this center, and doctors there check them. If they need urgent referred to the hospital, so we call the hospital, we give the hospital the name of the patient, and the hospital calls the Israeli side. The Israeli side check if he's allowed to get a permit or not. If yes, he's allowed to get a permit, the Israeli side call the hospital again. The hospital calls us and tells us that it's okay. Then we call the ambulance. The ambulance come from Jerusalem and take the patient and go through Zion checkpoint. At Zion checkpoint, they check his name, they look everywhere inside the ambulance, and then he goes to the hospital.
How long does that process take?
2 hours.
So if a person comes
he's
with
lucky.
An emergency, 2 hours is usually the quickest.
Yes. A lot of people died while we were waiting. A lot of women gave birth while we were waiting. So it's a very stressful issue, medically, for patients and for doctors. Okay. This is for urgent cases. For elective cases, we send a paper to the hospital, and the hospital send us a special form. The patient take this form to Palestinian side. Palestinian side or Palestinian authority take all these papers or forms and to the Israeli side. And the Israeli side again check if he's allowed to get a permit or not. If yes, they give this person the permit. This take usually 4 days.
Okay. And if they don't get the permit, what options do they have?
Yeah,
do they have other hospitals?
To Ramallah or to Jericho.
What about cancer patients?
It's chronic. The same thing. It's the only center here is in Augusta Victoria Hospital.
The only cancer center is in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem. And it's the same process. So.
And do they deny people permits when they have cancer to attend that?